Okay, we're good. Rolling.
Hello.
Good day to you.
So it's the Brunch Time Podcast. How are you? I feel like we should do this like NPR style.
Oh, we have to talk very like gently and in a low, lower tone.
It's a beautiful morning.
Ooh.
It's time for brunch.
Now it's getting weird.
Having a Eggs Benedict with a poached egg. Anyways, it's
like,
the Brunch Time Podcast.
Yeah, there's right there.
Just coffee, and I think there's a donut somewhere that's probably a couple days old.
I still got a leftover waffle. I'm working on it slowly.
A leftover waffle?
Well, I mean, actually, I shouldn't take credit for this. So my boyfriend and I, mostly him, makes waffles on the weekends. So we like set ourselves up for the week so that way we have waffles for days. And I basically just take like a section of the waffle each day and get myself through the week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like a big time waffle.
Yeah. Like I got a waffle maker and everything. So it's really cool since you can actually like split them into, you know, sections of four if you really wanted to. So I'm waffing it up.
What do you use for waffle mix? Do you just get it out of the box?
Oh, no. We make it fresh. Got that gluten-free flour for, you know, the gluten-freeness that I should eat more consistently. And then, you know, the basic waffle ingredients. And we usually do blueberries because I bought a stash of blueberries a while back and froze them. So I still got plenty to go around.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, besides that, what I want to talk about today is collecting things.
Okay.
Because I'm moving soon.
You don't have a house yet, right?
I don't have a house yet, so I probably will be homeless at the end of the month. So that's going to be fun.
I would say you can crash with me, but there's really no room now that I have two pets.
True. But, you know, I've noticed when you move, you start to realize that, hey, there's a box full of stuff that was from the last time that I moved
that I
never opened.
Oh, yeah. I moved a lot within the past 4 years. Like three or four times. And just this most recent time, I was like, I apparently never opened this box before. And I opened it and I found some things that I was looking for a long time, actually. So I was like, I guess I should just actually go through all these boxes and do something about it.
Do you end up doing that, or do you hold on to that stuff and then never open it? And then you just keep moving boxes from one place to another.
That's what it was. But now all the boxes are open. And plus, it just, like, creates clutter if you leave it like that. Sorry, I'm eating my waffle.
That's fine.
It's brunch time. But, yeah, I decided to actually finally, like, open these things and go through them. And, you know those, like, hooks you can hang on the wall for guitars where you can actually, you know, just put, like, at Guitar Center, you can just put your guitar
up
there?
Okay. Yeah.
I found all of those. And I was like, oh, man, I was wondering where those went. So I found them in a box. And in addition to that, like, well, I guess this was the more recent time, but my Kindle was in this box, and I don't know how I didn't think, like, where's my Kindle? But I found it.
I'm still waiting on, I think I have a pair of, like, earbuds that are really nice, and I really like them, and I moved from the East Coast to here, and I cannot find them, and I'm hoping that when I move again, that I end up finding them.
Oh, yeah.
They got to be somewhere.
I'd imagine so.
Hopefully they still work. I mean, I don't know where they've been and if they've been in storage units or basements or where they are. I have stuff scattered all over the place.
You know, one thing I lost along my way of moving, I think it was even the last time. You know those shoe racks that you can, like the mesh ones that you can hang on back of your door or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of those. No idea where that went. And it's not like that's a small thing. So I'm like,
no.
Where could that have possibly gone? In addition to that, it's like you either forget that you put things in boxes and you never open them up, or you actually do lose stuff along the way when you're moving.
Absolutely. I lose stuff all the time. But you know what I was thinking about is, like, do you ever collect things when you were a kid, like baseball cards or like Beanie Babies or things like that?
Yeah.
I really didn't all that much. I had gotten rid of all my baseball cards like when I graduated high school. But I've noticed that at this point now, with being able to stream everything, why am I still toting around my boxes and boxes of DVDs and CDs?
Mm-hmm.
I've got tons and tons of cases of all this stuff. And why I haven't, you know, I'm certain DVDs you can't just, you know, go ahead and digitize, but you can pretty much find those
like
all over the internet, and whether it be Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, any of these streaming services, most of the movies they got. Why am I toting all this stuff around still?
I don't know, because I mean, I do the same thing. CDs I still use because I'm still actually in the process of uploading a bunch of CDs sure. on my computer for just my music. And because at that point, you're like, I don't want to buy these songs again if right. I already have them. So I'll just take the, even though it's a pain to upload all that stuff, it's going to save you some money in the long run. But yeah, I think it just feels weird to get rid of that stuff. And,
right.
I mean, and I guess you could donate it, but I think everybody else is going to be in the same boat of like, well, what do I need with a DVD when I've got digital streaming services now?
Right.
But oh, sorry, when you said collecting, it just made me think of something that I used to collect all the time. Remember Pogs?
Yes, I remember Pogs.
My brother had this Pog maker, and so we could
because they're just cardboard, right?
They're just cardboard, but we, you know, it's like we got some from places, and then I remember we just would make our own using whatever material it is that we wanted to use. It usually had to be something like papery, but yeah, we'd create our own. So we would have, if we went back and looked through our stuff from when we were kids, we probably have a ridiculous amount of Pogs.
That's crazy. Do you have a lot of good slammers? Because
yeah.
I never even really knew how to play Pogs. I just collected them.
I remember, you know, I mean, like I remember we used to play it, but I can't remember at this point how that went, but we did have a lot of those slammers. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. The 90s, it was a cool time.
I remember getting a slammer or getting Pogs in my cereal boxes, like
yep.
Cookie Crisp.
Yep,
they had Pogs, so pretty awesome stuff.
You're
not holding on to those anymore though, right?
Again, like we probably still have them in my parents' crawl space somewhere in like one of the containers of stuff that was saved from the childhood, and I'm sure once we go through that eventually one day, well, you got to keep at least a couple of those.
Yeah, my mom would throw all that stuff away. My mom has even given me the stuff that, and I think we've talked about this before, my mom has given me all the stuff that I even made for her as a child, whether it was a picture or a pottery or anything like that. She's like, yeah, you want these? And I'm like, no, I gave these to you as a gift when I was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 32 now. Why would I want those? If you don't want them, then I guess you can throw away my childhood.
I can imagine that that's got to be a challenging thing for parents. Because, yeah, at any time my mom's like, here's your stuff from when you were a kid. You're like, what do I even do with this stuff? There's no use for it anymore. And but I can see from the parents' point of view of like, well, this was so cute, you know, when you did it. And then you just start collecting the things and then you end up with a ridiculous amount of stuff. So I think, like, if I ever have kids one day, I'm going to have to just be like, okay, we'll keep this, but we're not going to keep, like, all of this stuff. Like,
you'll struggle with that. My advice is just get rid of everything.
Yeah, and you
just say, high five, kid, put it on the fridge for about a week, and then throw it in the trash.
And you can't look back, because if you look back, then you'll be like, well, maybe I should keep it.
No. Because if you start making those decisions, what will happen is you will just have a whole entire room dedicated to all of their stuff.
Yeah, and then there's
you'll be buried in it. So you have to go one side or the other. Whether you scan them and digitize them and whatever, which you're not going to look at those either.
Probably not. Yeah,
just throw it all away. Just give them a high five. Put it on the fridge. Make them feel good, and then just get rid of it. Recycle it in some way.
That's a good way to go about it. Be like, okay, I displayed it for this period of time, and now we're going to toss it out just so that way they don't become pack rats.
Oh, yeah. Because that is one of the biggest things. And I feel like in other countries, they don't struggle with it as much as we do. I think America is one of the few places that everyone has storage units or garages full of junk.
Yep.
Just get rid of it. Wait, it's easier said than done.
Totally, yeah.
But just get rid of it.
Yep.
That's what I love about moving, is that it's your way to just purge everything.
Because at that point, you're like, if it doesn't fit in the moving truck, it's not coming with.
Yep. It's got to go.
That's how I gained my sister's couch when she moved.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing with furniture. It's like one of those where like, ooh, but this was from our first apartment. And it's like, the reason it was from your first apartment is because that's the only thing you could afford.
Yep.
So just move on.
Yep.
And that's what I've pretty much done. I got a new couch, a new bed, and a new like chair. Those are the only things when I'm looking at houses, I've measured them and I'm like, okay,
this will fit
here.
Yep.
That's all that matters.
No, that's smart, because there were a few things that's what happened for one of the times I was moving, where I was like, Oh, well, that's not going to fit. Guess this is staying here.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
Or, you find some friends that'll take it off your hands.
Exactly.
So, but anyways, that's the Brunch Time Podcast. That's all we got for you today. Feel free to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And also, check out the brand new Coast app. You can find us here every single morning from 6 until 10. Eastern Standard Daylight Time, or whatever it is, or stream us anywhere worldwide. It's pretty cool. And you can check out our podcast as well right there on the app. So if you don't have it yet, get it for free. And a big thank you again to our sponsor for the podcast, the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. We'll be back with another Brunch Time podcast tomorrow, Friday, maybe. Who knows? It could be anytime. It could be in 5 minutes. Who knows? All right. I'm out of here.
Bye.